Right now, in a non-protocol setting, how are you approaching the issue of hormonal therapy in the postmenopausal woman?
Well, two-thirds of the women that we're seeing in the postmenopausal years, at least, are hormone receptor positive. And the ones who are obviously requiring chemotherapy, that's our first item of business. But after that, certainly we would offer those women tamoxifen or, in this case, anastrozole. For those women where chemotherapy is not required, we are also offering them the choice of tamoxifen or anastrozole. And we discuss the pros and cons with the women. So the conversation generally goes something along the line that we have a drug called tamoxifen for which we have 25 years of experience. It's very well known and it has these side effects, but it also has the advantage of bone protection. With anastrozole, we can say we have published 47-month data and soon to be published 68-month data suggesting safety and disease-free survival efficacy. And the early signals are it's probably a better drug. However, there are long-term potential side effects that have to be borne in mind. So when these data are laid on the table, most women can come to their decision. And I think it's a bit of a long discussion. It adds about 20 minutes to the interview. But women are informed and they're given the appropriate options. And I think as of today, they're both appropriate options.
In general, what happens once you have that discussion with most women?
I would say about two-thirds of them would actually choose anastrozole, but there are a third that would stay with our old standby tamoxifen.